Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven's Head of the Morning now, 8:48 here on KNSS, 8:48 on a Friday morning. Three big things. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel bows out of the race for U.S. Senate, citing personal and political trials. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says the video of George Floyd's death is horrifying and disturbing. Protesting in several cities over the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We got a lane closed southbound on I-35. That's the Kansas Turnpike, south of the Wellington exit. So if you're headed down that direction, watch for a potential slowdown there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 58. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 81. Now partly cloudy, north wind at 10 miles per hour and 64 degrees. Some new features are coming to a popular music streaming platform.
Unchecked.
Spotify users can finally add more than 10,000 songs to their library after the music streaming giant lifted the restriction. In announcing the change, Spotify said that since 2014, lifting the limit has been very popular, getting over 12,500 votes in the Community Ideas Exchange on Spotify.com. They also go on to say that users will no longer have to curate a song library or remove songs before adding new ones. Considering Spotify has more than 50 million songs to choose from, that 10,000 song limit seems unusual, though Spotify said back in 2017 that only 1% of users reached the limit. Though you will be able to add as many songs to your library as you'd like, there is still a limit of 10,000 songs on a playlist, and users will only be able to download 10,000 songs to their devices for offline listening. If you're still getting an error when trying to pass that 10,000 threshold, Spotify says stand by. It'll soon change. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
U.S. consumer spending plunged by a record-shattering 13.6% in April as the viral pandemic shuttered businesses, forced millions of layoffs, and sent the economy into a deep recession. Last month's spending decline was far worse than the revised 6.9% drop in March, which itself had set a record for the steepest one-month fall in records dating back to 1959. All right. It's coming up on 8:52 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Business leadership during these tough times. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us right now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Small business, big mission. Equity Bank CEO Brad Elliott says his customers have done nothing wrong during the pandemic, but some of them are going to fail. Elliott and Equity Bank were among five Wichita businesses the WBJ features in a special report in today's weekly edition. The Business Journal staff set out to tell the stories of the experiences of these business leaders and their companies. The WBJ special report, part of a nationwide report by sister publications from around the United States, nearly 250 businesses featured in the Small Business Big Mission National Project. All their stories are on the WBJ website at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. A familiar name in commercial real estate and business ventures has joined J.P. Wygant & Sons Real Estate. Maury Sheets owns six Jimmy's Egg locations, two A-OK pawn shops, Mort's Martini and Cigar Bar, and several other businesses. He'll join J.P. Wygant June 1st as a commercial sales associate. Before joining Wygant, Sheets served as vice president of operations at Hartman Oil Company. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, just to share a heartwarming story with you this morning. I know you're into reptiles as pets.
You bet.
A 53-year-old tortoise left homeless when its owner died of COVID-19 has been adopted by a loving new family. The tortoise, known as Ms. Jennifer, was put up for adoption last week by the MSPCA Angel. The Boston Animal Welfare Organization said after widespread media coverage of her plight, they received more than 3,000 calls and emails from people interested in adopting her. The MSPCA says Ms. Jennifer is going to a fantastic home in Boston with a bona fide turtle expert.
Oh.
The new owner wishes to remain anonymous. You know, when
you're a good uplifting story there.
But a turtle, a 53-year-old. Well, it's a tortoise. Would that be one of those big ones then?
I don't know. 53 years old, I think those bigger ones.
That'd be a big
biggin'. Yeah.
Yeah, last a long time.
I'm not a big fan of turtles myself, but, you know, we were driving.
I can take them or leave them, actually.
Okay. We were driving down to Iola the other day for Memorial Day, and I spotted about a dozen of them alongside of the roads down there in southeast Kansas.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Poor little guys are trying to cross Highway 400. And it's not easy.
Well, I didn't hit anybody, so I feel good about that. I never like to run over a turtle. It makes quite a bit of noise. 8:54, Stephen Ted. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you're listening on the board a minute ago. We're talking about Dennis Hopper passed. Years ago he would have been born on this day, right?
He passed away 10 years ago.
He passed
away
10 years ago. That's right. Right. Anyway, from Dodge City, Kansas. And he was in Easy Rider, of course, directed Easy Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Ted that the first real date that my wife and I went on when we were dating, I took her to see Easy Rider. How about that?
Wow.
I don't know what she thought about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty groovy movie to see.
I'm not sure she, we weren't that kind of I don't think she really liked the movie as much as she was just, so overwhelmed by being in my company.
Were you making out?
Yeah, that's.
Pardon me?
Were you making out? Like during Schindler's List?
No.
Like Jerry Seinfeld?
This was an indoor movie, okay?
I know. I'm just saying.
Well,
what kind of a person do you think my wife is, for crying out loud? Don't answer.
Saying while Steppenwolf's playing, you two could have been,
What was the first movie? What was the first movie you and Gretchen saw? Gone with the Wind?
Oh, man. That was a long time ago.
That was. Was it a talkie?
Yeah.
Huh?
It was some sort of a talkie. I'm not sure. It would have been, 1985, 86? Yeah,
probably Splash.
Like that.
Wow. Probably something like that.
Mildred Pierce.
That could have been Splash. Yeah. Arthur. No, Arthur was before that.
All right, thank you, guys. That's enough. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, violent protesting over the death of a man at the hands of Minneapolis police. That story on our news at 9 o'clock this morning, coming up with Steve and Ted and KNSS. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7, 1330, KNSS Wichita, now 64 degrees.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.